Hi, Damien Carrick with you. Welcome to The Law Report. We're all aware of the need for privacy around documents and video material, but what about our everyday conversations? Could your smartphone be eavesdropping on you?
I think we used to think that people who took the smartphones out of the room when something sensitive was going to be discussed were paranoid, I think, a few years ago, and now I'm getting the sense that perhaps they're just sensible.
The potential perils of smartphones that listen in. That's later in the program. But first, another story about technology. How it's transforming the delivery of legal services to the consumer and how it's transforming the work lives of lawyers. Richard Susskind is a legal futurologist. He's a professor at Oxford University and also president of the UK Society of Computers and the Law. Professor Richard Susskind was in Australia last week to deliver the Sir Zelman Cowan Centre Centenary Oration at Victoria University.
What I've been looking at over the last 35 years is the way in which technology might be able to help the resolution of legal problems, might be able to support the work of courts, might be able to allow us to deliver legal services in new ways. I should say at the outset that my main interest actually is in access to justice rather than in lawyers. I have nothing against lawyers, but what I've been passionate about from day one is whether or not we could find better, lower cost, more convenient ways of delivering legal services, both in law offices and in the courts. And if, as a byproduct of that, it means that lawyers need to rethink the way they work, then that's a consequence that, frankly, we're seeing across all industries and sectors.
You'd say that a lot of what lawyers do, a lot of the work that lawyers do is routine, repetitive, and administrative. It's process-based.
Yes. It's not really just me who's saying that. I do a lot of research with clients. So I speak to clients and ask them what they would like of lawyers. And often they say of their lawyers, we don't mind paying high rates for outstanding service and where their creativity and insight is genuinely needed. But all too often, as you've just said, the work in law offices is quite routine and repetitive. And this is where I think we can find entirely new ways of delivering legal services. And it can really come in two shapes and forms. On the one hand, we can find different people to do it. Frankly, that's lower cost people. That might be people working in low cost service centres in different parts of the world, or it might be the use of lower level people like paralegals. So that's the new ways of applying human resource to legal problems. And then there's technology, and one of my main interests in the 20s in particular will be the way in which AI, artificial intelligence, can take on some of the tasks that historically we thought required human beings.
Let's break some of those down. Let's start by how technology might help bypass lawyers. Can you give me some examples? There are document assembly systems out there that people can kind of go online to create their own contracts.
Yes, it's interesting. That technology has been around since the late 70s, believe it or not, document automation. Simply, a person who's got little legal experience answers a series of questions online and out comes a fairly polished first draft. And that clearly can apply to fairly basic documents, but increasingly it's used within law firms for far more advanced documents. That's automated document assembly. And then there's online legal advice and online legal diagnostics. You have a legal problem and you go online, you roam around a website.